From the central coast of California, across the nation and around the world, bringing you conscious living through positive thinking. It's time to turn the lead in your life into gold. It's Good Vibrations Radio on Radio Monterey.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair. On the wind that lifts her perfume through the air.
I'm picking up good vibrations. She's giving me the excitation. I'm picking up.
Well, hello, I'm Solazar, and welcome to Good Vibrations Radio, Tools for Transformation, right here on Radio Monterey. Now, quantum physics tells us that we're all energy vibrating at different frequencies, and in Good Vibrations Radio, we bring you information that allows you to change the vibrational frequency of your life. We're your source for everyday alchemy, so you can take the lead in your life and turn it into gold. Good Vibrations Radio is made possible through the sponsorship of Magic for Life, which is the owner-operator of Radio Monterey, bringing you information unfiltered, uncensored by the corporate media. Visit RadioMonterey.com. Listen to the shows and the hosts and the information they bring to keep you better informed in your life. In addition, Magic for Life is also the promoter-producer of the Rhoda Psychic Fair, which is returning to the Monterey Fairgrounds October 29th and 30th. It's Halloween, it's Samhain, it's All Saints Day, it's All Souls Day. It's the time when the veils between the worlds are thin, and that means only one thing. It means it's time to have some fun. So come on out, wear a costume, come as who you were, come as who you might become, come as who you are, but however you choose, come to the Rhoda Psychic Fair. Go to rhodapsychicfair.com, sign up for that email list, so you can be informed of the ongoing events such as the quarterly previews, the virtual psychic fairs, which let you have readings and lectures in the privacy of your own home, as well as the Litha Fair coming up this weekend in Santa Cruz. So there are many corresponding events and sister events and ongoing events leading up to the Rhoda Psychic Fair in October. Well, it is the 26th day of July. We are almost at the end of this very powerful month, and it's going to go out with a bang. And as you know, I like me some Day by Day with James Allen. Now, James Allen wrote his book, As a Man Thinketh, in 1903. And he wanted us to know that what we think about is what creates the reality we're in right now. Our past thoughts and actions created our present. But our past thoughts and actions don't create our future. And that's going to be important when I tell you about some of the astrology a little later. But for right now, I'm going to share the Day by Day with James Allen. I'm going to share it for yesterday, which was Monday, and today, which is Tuesday. So we kind of get caught up at this point in the week. Now, yesterday, on the 25th day of the month, James Allen told us, believe it's possible. Belief is the basis of all action, and this is being so that belief that dominates the hearts and minds is shown in the life. So that goes back to what I just said about the reason he wrote As a Man Thinketh. He wrote it to tell us that our predominant thoughts create our intentions. Our predominant thoughts create our reality. We take the action based on where we focus our thoughts. And so often we say, but I think about it. But what you look around in your life is what you're creating. Take a look at where you're focusing your thoughts. And for today, for the 26th, he tells us, persistence grows your root system. The person of good and lawful purpose cannot fail. It only needs that he daily renew his fire and energy of his fixed resolve to consummate his object. As you've heard me say time and time again, each day is a new opportunity to create our future. It doesn't matter what we didn't do or what we did do yesterday. We have an opportunity today to create that future anew by our thoughts, by our beliefs, by our actions. So that's what he's telling us. Our persistence grows our root system. If I wasn't as persistent yesterday and I'm more persistent today, I haven't failed from yesterday. I'm just pushing more closely to the direction where I want to be. I also like to share from the Daily Word by Unity. I have that affirmation for the day to keep me a little focused on something positive to put in my mind. And for yesterday, it said, "All things are possible, for I am divine." As you know, U.S. Anderson, at the turn of the century, wrote his beautiful book, Three Magic Words. And the punchline of that book was, "I am God." Each of us are divine. Each of us are the God we're looking for. And as long as we remember that we are God, we are an expression of divinity. And what we spend our time doing is finding the best way to express it. And remember, it's the best for each of us in every moment. It's not perfection. Then if we remember that, we can always reframe our situations, reframe our experience, and allow ourselves to grow into a better expression of ourselves. And for today, Tuesday, it says, the energizing life of the divine flows through me. What a consistent, synchronistic message that is. The energizing life of the divine flows through me, for we are divine. Well, today's going to be a little bit of a different show because we're going to be talking a little bit about the end of July and the beginning of August. We're not going to have a quarterly preview online, so we're going to cover some of that information today and more of it again on Thursday when Joyce DeMuse will join us with her astrological forecast. But to get us started on these energetic vibrations, we're going to go to Kirilani, who is known as the Bridge of Light. She's an energetic healer and expert in vibrational numerology, palmistry, and tarot. With her background in corporate consulting, leadership, and public service, she's a real-world agent of transformation. She's also an alchemist with essential oils, teas, and color, providing custom essential oil blends and hand-dyed silk scarves to create unique fusion consultations that empower your personal vibrations to bring great insights and transformation. And she joins us every Tuesday to provide her unique energy of the week, the month, and the year, and her go with the flow.
Here we are, all the way to the end of July. Oh my gosh, what a run. So much going on vibrationally. It's going to be a very powerful week, and as Solazar said, huge transition between July and August. So let's back up and look at the big picture of where we are. So here we are. We're in this millennium that is devoted to learning more about ourselves, expanding as a soul and growing as a soul by our interaction with others. And this transition between the millenniums of the one into the two, the one focused on self, the two focused on us, our interaction, the one about the me, the two about the we, all of this is retraining us to realize that we are part of an integral whole, that what I do interacts and impacts everyone else around me and vice versa. So we are not in this alone. And as Solazar was saying, I am divine. That divinity never left me. And so here we are now in this new millennium where we've managed to lay down like We have laid down the first 9 years in that new millennium. This is that final year of the cycle. So in numerology, everything goes in nine-year cycles. So what we are doing in this 9 years is really paving what our experiences are going to be for the rest of this millennium. Sounds pretty big, huh? And in the 9 year, it's the culmination of everything from this last 9 years. And because that 9 years is kind of special in that it was this first cycle for the millennium, it also includes everything up to this life to this point and all these past lives. Because not only are we breaking into a new millennium, we are shifting from a time of limitations into limitlessness. So I love Solazar's quote saying, all things are possible. That means all things are limitless. All things are possible. I am divine. And when we create from that place, we create so much more magic in the world. We create so much more, period, whether it's to the positive or to the negative. So that brings us to where we are. We're at this final juncture where this intersection of energy currents of the creative and the manifesting cycle is kind of coming to a close at the end of July. Then we're fully in the manifesting energy. So any final refinement of the plans, vision, dreams, goals that you have for this year, for this life, it would be really good to focus on those in the next 5 to 6 days and realize that as we do this, we are in this really rich period where we can get instant manifestation. And I've been noticing this in talking with friends. We will just casually talk about something, and within hours, within a day, suddenly that experience is manifesting. So it makes us more conscious of where we put in our focus, our thoughts, our actions, our words, because that's what we're voting for. It isn't just enough to sit and dream. Where do we put our energy? Where do we put our passion? What do we get emotional about, both positively and negatively? And it's been a cautionary tale for me, because if we get caught up in things that we really don't want, and we're complaining about those or putting a lot of energy behind them, that is actually what we are creating and manifesting. So spend this last final days of July refining. And if your life is a garden and you've been putting all those seeds in there, this is the time to weed out those things that you don't want in your garden. This is the time to put a little more love and nurturing and fertilizer on those things that you would like to have expand and grow more. This is a great time to not only daydream, to visualize and envision what this life looks like that you want to create. Because we're in this wonderful energy of June and July of where heaven anchors to earth. So what is heaven on earth to you? So do a little bit of that daydreaming, but follow it up with action. Follow it up with, what can I do in this moment that would create a little bit of that heaven on earth for me? Now, for me, that can happen with the wonderful smell of jasmine or of gardenia or of seeing a beautiful sunset or when the moon was rising last week and you could stand between the moon and the sun and see all these beautiful colors it made of the clouds. Or that feel of walking on the beach and feeling the sand under your feet and the ocean coming in and kissing your toes. Those, to me, are those little moments of heaven on earth. What are they for you? And for some people, it's the taste of a fresh apricot or nectarine at this time of year, or the crispness of the apples as they start coming into season. So all of our senses are here for us to help experience that heaven on earth. So make the most of them. What music fills you with joy? What things make you laugh? What are those things that allow you to experience a whole range of positive emotions and positive feelings and positive experiences? And start incorporating more of that into every day, into every moment. So we have all this energy with July really rushing into August. So you have this huge acceleration coming through the year with June and July, and now it's just going to get faster and faster. So while we have this energy in June and July of expansion, of growth, of freedom, of adventure, make the most of it. Get out there and play. I was talking to a friend at work who's going off camping this weekend with her family. Get outside. You know, go and do those things that you've been putting off. Make some of that playtime. Because when we play, that's part of creating heaven on earth too. So it's not all just serious about this growth of our soul. Although it's sacred at the same time, well, let's create it in the image that we want to see it. Let's experience it that way. So this week, starting on the 26th, Tuesday the 26th, huge day for transformation. It invites you to remember that you are divine, that you are that bridge of light and love and truth connecting heaven on earth. So this anchoring of heaven on earth happens through us, through our physical vehicle, through our interconnection with each other and with nature and with the earth and with opening up to all of the dimensions within us. So it gives us a day that allows us to bring that together, to come to a higher state of unification within us and with us and our world and our environment and all of the people within it. So great day. Then we have another one of those days of accentuating that bridge between heaven on earth, of seeing ourselves as a divine seed of the God and Goddess, and not just seeing that, but on an intellectual basis, but feeling that on July 30th. So that is, let's see, the 30th is on Saturday. And then we have this huge thing happening. So every year where June and July come together, or I'm sorry, July and August come together, creates this unusual configuration of the energies and the vibrations that create a portal that magnifies the energy of the year. So here we are. I talked about this 9-year cycle. Here we are in this 9-year that's asking us to integrate all that's come before, to synthesize that, distill it down to wisdom. What have we learned in this 9 years? What do we choose to carry forward with us that are the positive experiences, that are the gifts out of all that we've gone through? And what is it that we would choose to let go and leave behind and move on from? What is our springboard into this new 1 year that's going to start in 2017? What can we do to take everything that we've learned and graduate to the next level of growth of the spiral of our soul? So on that day, on the 31st and going into the 1st, creates this wonderful portal that allows us to release anything that's no longer serving us. Think of it as a giant universal recycling portal for those 2 days to say, okay, how can I take everything that's happened, and if I haven't integrated all of it, let's do that. Let's complete anything that's left unfinished. Let's go forth and be willing to move out smartly, graduating and taking action on everything that we've learned. And it's interesting because if you think about it in terms of, let's say you get out of high school and you go to vocational school and you learn how to do a trade, you study and you work with others, you do an internship, or you go to college and you get your degree, and you say, okay, I'm going to go out in the world now. We're at that juncture where it's time to go out in the world and take all that we are, all these gifts and talents and abilities that we've been given in this life, all the light that we have been given and say, what am I going to do with it? How am I going to be of service to the world? How am I willing to share? How am I willing to transform my life and this world and take all these things I've experienced and use them as the fertilizer to grow a whole new garden? That's where we're standing. So those 2 days are wonderfully, powerfully important, and you can use them in so many different ways. Let's say you haven't spent a lot of time putting together your dreams and plans and visions. Fine. Use the 31st for that. If you have all these things that have been left undone, fine. Go inside and say, well, what is it about me that wants to procrastinate? And release that so that you're free. Because July is all about freedom. And I don't know about you guys, but the things that tend to imprison me now, they are of my own making. They are my fears. They are my doubts. They're my lack of trust, lack of belief, lack of motivation, or any of a number of things. That's a good day to let any of those patterns of limitation that are thwarting you from thriving in this life and being who you came here to be. Because as we launch into August, August is this wonderful month of self-love. And although it comes every year, right, August and self-love, this is a lesson that, as humanity, we're all still learning. So if you think back to last year, 2015 was a year vibrationally that aligns to August. So think about, how did last year go? And for a lot of people, it was a rocky year because it's kicking up in us anywhere where we have that not enough voice, where we have those things where we're self-critical, so or overly indulgent and are in denial. It touches on all of those so we can get them to the surface to heal. Because ultimately, the energy of August is all about self-love, self-acceptance, self-confidence. And when we are able to create and take action from that place, we are so much more successful. And as we open up to more self-love, it allows us to be in this infinite flow of grace with the universe. When we go back to that place that Solazar talked about, all things are possible, I am divine. And when we really get down at that core of our being, that we are divine, suddenly all that lack of self-love thing just goes out the window. Because if we are divine, how can we be inherently flawed? If we are divine, how can we be inherently found wanting? So are there things that are room for improvement? Yes, we all have those. That's why we're carrying them, so that we can be the ones to transform them in our life and for the world. That's where our service is. But if we can get that we really are part of this great cosmic play, this dance with each other of transformation, and that those things that we find about ourselves that we don't like are not even really us in a lot of cases. It's just these things that we took on to play this role. So fine, let's transform those. And if we open up to that infinite flow of grace and open our hands to receive from the divine, more prosperous abundance flows into our life, helping us to thrive. And that isn't just talking about from a financial sense. It's really more that question about heaven on earth. It's about physical health and vitality. It's about loving, supportive relationships, starting most importantly with that relationship with ourselves and with our soul, of knowing that we are filled with love. We are love. And when we come from that place, we create such different quality of relationships in our life than if we're looking for something outside of ourselves to fill the hole. It's all an inside job. So August is so important every year because it influences directly what we're capable of manifesting. If we have the greatest plan in the world, we had this greatest beautiful vision and dream, and yet every day we show up and tell ourselves how we can't do it and how it's impossible, every time we do that, it takes a little bite out of the energy we have available to actually fulfill that dream. Every time we beat ourselves up, we actually weaken ourselves. So Marcy Chimoff once was leading a class where she showed the power of those words, the power of that self-talk. And she was muscle testing people. And Solazar and I have also done this in different seminars that we've led, where we have people say to themselves things that that voice in our head says all the time of, I'm not good enough, or I'm not smart enough, or I'm not strong enough, or I can't do that, or this or that, or whatever it is for you, that little voice creeps in. And do kinesiology to muscle test whether it strengthens or weakens you. And it becomes extremely obvious that it affects all of us. So August is a month to be kind to ourselves, to be kind to the people around us, because it's an energy of love. And it influences everything, both the quality of our creations and the quality and the magnitude of our manifestations. So throughout August, there are some wonderful power days. But before we go to that, I wanted to share some of the tools that you can work with vibrationally to strengthen yourself, to work with, to empower that level of self-love and self-acceptance, to open up to being receptive to the universe flowing and giving you gifts. So you can work with colors, you can work with aromatherapy, you can work with stones. And some of the aromatherapy, there's quite a wide array of it. So I thought it was kind of interesting. Some months we come and there's not much there, and some months you just have a bounty. And I think it's interesting, in a month of abundance, we have a bounty of aromatherapy. So you have jasmine and pakaki, and talk about a little bit of heaven on earth there. You've got white fir, which is that wonderful smell of the trees, or eucalyptus. Both of those are really fresh. And marjoram, which is an herb, so you can use that in cooking or as essential oils. I've shared with people on the show, I love working with the doTERRA essential oils because they are certified therapeutic grade, and you can use them internally as well as topically or diffused. So they have the white fir, the eucalyptus, and the marjoram. Highly recommended to play with those because your senses are very much tied into your concept of abundance. The colors are ivory, tan, navy, and plum. And different stones, you can work with selenite, opals, and calcite. And calcite is one that's easy to get your hands on. You can have a little pocket-sized stone. I got a little ankle bracelet with the opals on it just so that I could have those close to me. And Solazar, did you want to add something?
Oh, how did you know?
Oh, because I heard you.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, I was just going to say, and as far as the colors go, the ivory, tan, navy, and plum, it would be better to not wear them all at the same time.
You might be able to pull it off. I'm seeing vertical stripes of the various colors. But you don't even have to wear them. You can, or you can cut out little scraps of paper, or you can just visualize them. And, you know, if you're having a day where you're feeling a little low on your self-love, yeah, wear them, right? So I think that it's all a grand experiment. See what works for you. For me, the aromatherapy is really powerful. The colors are really powerful because I can do that anywhere. I do have certain, you know, pieces of jewelry that I work with the stones, and I have the stones at home. But I, for me, it's all about what's the most mobile. And I find that all of those tools work wonderfully. So if we then think about, you know, this month of self-love, in a year that's about letting go of anything that no longer serves you. So any of those patterns of lack of self-love, good thing to jettison in this month. And here we are, we're going to be going through the weeks of the month when we come back together each week. But I wanted to talk about some of the highlights because there's some bridges throughout the month that tie to that August 1st, that portal I was talking about that helps you release anything that's no longer serving you, that helps you graduate to the next level. And there are additional kind of reinforcements or boosters of that energy as we go through August. So August 1st, August 10th, August 19th, and August 28th. There are also some powerful months that take that self-love up to the next octave. So it's not just about realizing on a mental level that we are divine. It is actualizing that in our life. So this is where we really start to thrive. And those days are August 8th, August 17th, and August 26th. So put gold stars around those days, and whatever you end up doing, do it with self-love. And it will be a much better month than if you don't. So I think, Solazar, those were some of the things that I wanted to share with people, both about where we are this week, but what we're launching into with this month of August. It's interesting because you think on one hand, well, we're in the summer, we're just about halfway through the year. But I don't know if you've noticed, it seems like the last half of the year, once we get through July, you blink and we're, you know, in December. And this year, it's going to be like that even more than prior years because 9 years always go really fast. So do not put off what you can get done today.
Well, and you touched on procrastination early when you started as well, is that, you know, this is not the year to procrastinate.
And I'm speaking to myself. Not directly to you because, you know, I think you're pretty good at not procrastinating on most things.
No, that's not true. Thank you for the compliment, but I have plenty of procrastination. But go ahead, you were saying.
But, you know, this is also a year where this is the time of year to go back and reprioritize because I find with myself and a lot of folks that I'm working with, they're getting just getting behind and getting overwhelmed with everything. And it's time to really kind of go through and go, are all these things that I'm trying to do actually essential? And do they contribute to the life I want to create? And if they don't, these are the types of things to try to figure out how to re-architect your life to edit them out.
And that is actually the astrological energy for this week going forward into the month, believe it or not.
Oh, that's cool.
That's exactly what it's about. It's about, you know, it's time to, it just astonished me, so I cut in, but I apologize.
Well, I love that because, you know, when we're getting the same message astrologically, which is kind of the masculine manifesting vibrations, and numerologically or vibrationally, which is the female or creative energies, if both of them are saying the same thing, you know, it's time to wake up and pay attention. So.
Yeah, there's quite a few things going on. Now, do you have time to listen or do you?
Sure, I'd love to.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, let me start with just one thing that's overarching that's hitting all of us is that Mars is in the last few dying embers of being in Scorpio. August 2nd, it's going to move into Sagittarius. So this week, you know, it started today where we've got, or this weekend where we had the release of the WikiLeaks emails of the DNC promoting a Hillary Clinton campaign against Bernie Sanders, and then Debbie Wasserman Schultz resigning and all of this. So this is going to be a week of revelations, but we need to look at the revelations in our lives. The people all over the internet are having all these dialogues about the DNC and they're tired of this and tired of that. But it really comes down to screw the DNC. Where in your life, you know, do you need to clear out those things that were your hidden secrets, your hidden things that you held on to? Because every one of those things we hold on to becomes a weight that drags us down.
Well, and I love the way you describe that. And what the other thing you just touched on that I forgot to say is during this time period and through the rest of the year, back to prioritization, there is going to be a lot of things trying to grab your attention because everything's up. So there's a lot of opportunities for distractions, for shiny objects, you know, look at this over here. And pretty soon your week is gone and you really didn't spend it on what really fuels and nourishes you. You are out running through the habit trail wheel of everyone else's urgent thing that's up, right? So anything that's outside of yourself, the red light should go on going, this is a potential distraction. Is this where I really want to put my life force?
Very true. We want to remind everyone that last Friday at 2:30 a.m., the sun moved into Leo. So there are two types of Leos generally. And I know some Leos are going to say, I'm not one of those. But we have the king of the jungle that feels he or she should rule everybody's jungle. And then we have the king of the jungle that's just charismatic, fun to be around, and respectful of everyone. The important thing going forward as I talk about some of the other changes is you need to be the second king of the jungle. We are not here to rule anybody else's jungle. We are here to actually be that observant sage and not that pretty narcissistic look at me lion. That energy we've got right now will work with us moving forward and making changes. But if we decide to be the Leo that rules everybody else's jungle, it's going to be a really chaotic ride over the next month anyway. Now, on the 29th, Uranus goes retrograde in Aries. It's going to be at 2:06 p.m. Pacific, and that is Friday. That was that day you were talking about also, Kira, that it's, you know, it's a bridge between heaven on earth day. When Uranus goes retrograde, as we know, and it's going to be retrograde till December, as we know, Uranus is the planet of change and revolution, originality, invention. And whenever it goes retrograde, we don't know what to expect. Uranus hates routines, it hates schedules, and it hates all things predictable. Retrograde drives that energy inside, as we know. But Uranus, it's a veritable cornucopia of surprises. Uranus will push and pursue flexibility in any area of our life that has outlived its usefulness, which goes right to the point you were talking about. If we've been doing something for so long that we've latched onto it, that it has, we think it has purpose in our life, Uranus is going to rip it right from our hands. And it's going to be a six-month period. It won't all happen right away, but it's going to start happening as soon as this retrograde occurs on Friday. Now, it's helpful to do some of what you spoke about also, which is take a look at what really matters in our life and what doesn't. Because once Uranus starts prodding, we could end up changing our life entirely. We could change our direction, our goals, our personality, or We could change small but significant things in our life. It's really up to us in terms of what really matters, what has real weight in our life. There are those things that we give weight that don't really have weight. There are those things that we don't give weight that don't have weight. And there are things we give weight that do have weight. And there are probably things we don't give weight that do have weight as well. But the thing is, we have to determine what's really important for us. Like you said, is it the getting outside? Is it being with friends and family? Is it being social? Is it doing drawing? Is it writing? Is it singing? Is it speaking? Is it biking? Is it doing something that really matters to you that you have not been doing? Is it doing something that really matters to you that you are doing? You've got to take a look at that and decide that. And as we go forward into this month of self-love, it's critically important that we do that, because that's going to force our direction with Uranus right up through December, because Uranus stays retrograde till December 29th. And what's certain is that we're going to feel a little irritable and impatient and impulsive. But we want to be certain we're not trading change for less security just to upend our comfortable routines. We want to make sure that we can really let go of our routines, that we can really accept something new, and we could go for fun, excitement. It's going to be probably a little less responsibility and duty, but the changes won't be seen when they come. They'll come out of the blue. So this period is about staying flexible. Whatever stays with us at the end of this 6 months will last. Whatever comes in will create new richness to our current life. And whatever leaves was not meant to be. The important thing is, if we went back and mapped all Uranus periods, generally, whatever happens was always better in the long run than it appeared to be in the moment. And then on the 30th, which was another one of your magic days, Kira, that was that special day. It's also focused on that self-love. Mercury will go into Virgo at about 11:18 a.m. Pacific. And, of course, that's our planet of communication and understanding and intellect. And it's going into Virgo, which is a sign that it likes. It's one of the two signs ruled by Mercury. It's also an Earth sign. So from an intellect and communication standpoint, the next few weeks will bring a lot of clarity of thought. So as Uranus is going forward into this retrograde saying, you know, you better take a look at what really matters to you, because I'm going to rip stuff out and you're going to find out they didn't matter. But we're going to have Mercury working with us to say, I'm going to give you clarity to work through what's really important to you. So when the changes start coming, what we're really doing is making an on-the-spot decision. You know what? This change is okay because this really isn't important to me. I can release it. The clarity of Mercury in Virgo will help us remain sane as some of the madness starts churning up, because Uranus is going to churn up some madness. Uranus is throwing curveballs. Mercury and Virgo will help us hit those curveballs. So while it can be a productive time, it can be very tedious as the situations shift and the ground keeps shifting underneath our feet. And then on the 31st, another one of your magical days, Venus in Leo will have a trine to Uranus in Aries. Now, Venus, once again, our planet of beauty, harmony, and attraction, in the fire sign of Leo, creating a trine with Uranus, again, our planet of revolution and change, in the fire sign of Aries. And trines, as we've stated before, are almost predestined. It's almost as if they're fated. They're those agreements we make before we enter life that at this point in my life, I agree to this shift or change. So this shift and this change will actually say to us, do new, meet new, be new. It won't last, but it will be fun for a while. It's actually forcing us to take some action to shake up our own routines, and we don't have to stick with the new things we do. We just need to try a little change, to try a little variety, to shake up that routine, because that gives us a little help as Uranus comes through and starts shifting the ground beneath us. So as we head into this month of self-love, it's important to recognize it's time to let go of the old and in with the new, but not new just for the sake of new. New will be presented to us, new ways of thinking, new ways of looking or trying or being. And then we have to find out of the new what really matters to us as well. Just because Uranus places it on our doorstep doesn't mean it's ours. It just means try it out, see if you like it. And if you don't, move on to the next thing. I want to remind everyone that Saturn is still retrograde during this period, so it's looking at our infrastructure, our finances, our careers, our houses, our lives, our everything around us, and it's going to go direct on August 13th. Pluto's retrograde all the way through the month of August and goes direct in late September, and Neptune stays retrograde until November 19th. So we've got a lot of things right now that are forcing us to shift and change and change how we look at things. So this is our time, as well as with this Mars shift from Scorpio to Sagittarius, for us to really get clear on a lot of the points you brought out, Kira. What's important to us in our life? Where do we want to focus our attention going forward? We want to also allow ourselves to be patient and flexible over the next several months, as things will shift just when we think we've grown comfortable with them. And we're going to have to decide, is that shift because this is important in my life, or is that shift because it wasn't important and I can let it go? And from a Tarot perspective, for the month of August, I selected the card, the Ten of Clouds, which is labeled as Rebirth in the Osho Zen Tarot deck. And as you recall, Kira, this is the one that starts with the camel, which is growing itself into a lion, which grows itself into a young child playing a flute. And this is really to remind us that it's something that actually came from Nietzsche, who spoke of three levels of the camel, the lion, and the child. And the camel is sleepy, dull, self-satisfied, and he lives in delusion, thinking he's a mountain peak, but really he's so concerned with others' opinions that he hardly has any energy of his own. So the camel is that beast of burden, carrying the opinions and the burdens of others. But then we get a self-realization and we decide to stand out and we become that lion and we roar to both declare ourselves and to demand the attention of others. To say we are not the camel. We are this mighty beast. And we're roaring. And then when the child emerges, we no longer need to roar because we're going back to our innocence of being present in the present moment. I don't need to roar at someone to say, here's what happened when I was the beast of burden. And I don't need to be the beast of burden and said, here, I'll carry your burden for you. What I need to do is be the child, present, innocent, and in the current moment so that I can enjoy the beauty of life that's around us. I see all over Facebook and other social media and the news where people are declaring how horrible it is in this country right now. I actually don't know what country they're living in. What I do know is, as we've said all along, things become revealed. And as things become revealed, it doesn't mean things are horrible. It just means that we've been living in a delusion. We've been living in an illusion. We've been living in an expectation that things were what they weren't. And once we know what things are, we actually have the ability to change them. So I think right now we're living in a fabulously revealing time. And all of this energy is saying to us, make your life a revelatory life. Reveal to yourself, shift to yourself, and don't live in the illusion that your life needs to be the life of the camel. Don't live in the illusion that the only way you can appreciate life is to roar like the lion. Live in the illusion that life has beauty and majesty and innocence when we're able to experience the present for the present moment that it is. So that's what I had to share, Kira.
Well, I
so love that it was that card, because I think it ties so perfectly into August. This was August, right?
Yes, yes.
Because, you know, when we do not have self-love, we tend to create lives that are like the camel of drudgery, and we anesthetize ourselves with food, with alcohol, with watching TV, with this and that, with shopping, with all these externally focused things trying to fill that hole within, right? And it isn't until we get back to that place that you started with, all things are possible, I am divine, that we can make that transformation to, I think of it as the pan flute, you know, living from a lightness of being, because you have to let go of all of those untruths, all of those things, your illusion of the world, your illusion of yourself, all of those old beliefs that aren't true. And sometimes when we go to start sticking up for ourselves, if we have lived our life as a doormat and we start trying to stick up for ourselves and saying, I'm not going to be like that in this relation. I'm not going to live like this. I'm not going to take it anymore, damn it, right? Then we are that lion roaring, because it's saying, I've never had boundaries, and now I'm going to, you know, I'm going to make it so. But don't get stuck there, because that's just part of the journey, part of the transformation. And the goal is to be living from that place of lightness and joy and dancing with the divine, that life can be a thing of joy.
You know, several months ago, you shared with the listeners this idea of we needed to take responsibility in our lives and we couldn't blame other people. And I want to just share a piece of that. As we go forward into this month of self-love, I think that idea is a critical idea. We can recognize that in our lives, people have done or not done things, that we have been hurt by their action or inaction, or we have felt hurt, or we have felt wounded, or we have felt whatever we felt as if some injustice was done. But at the end of the day, the one thing that we have to recognize is that the hurt is what we feel toward ourselves for allowing it to happen. And that's why when we always talk about forgiveness, we talk about forgiveness of the self before we forgive other people. We have to forgive ourselves for all the things that we choose to hold inside as some form of a grudge, a hurt, a wound, or anything else, because those things are getting in the way of our forward movement.
When we take full responsibility, right, we realize that, how do you say it? On some level, if I see myself as a victim and I choose to be a victim in life, I will attract situations to me that allow me to be the victim. It becomes this vicious circle.
Yeah, it's exactly what James Allen talks about.
Yeah.
Where we focus is what we attract. And that's exactly it. But it's really critically important with what we're talking about, with what you shared and what I shared earlier, that people recognize that when we're going through and finding what's important, what we want to do, what we don't want to do, is one thing we don't want to do is say, this is important because, you know, my mother told me so when I was 10. But you need to figure out if it's really important to you. It's that.
Yeah, and whether that's true for you.
Right. It doesn't matter if everyone in your household, everyone you've ever known, has said this is important for you. You've got to decide for yourself, is this important for me? And if it's not, release it.
Yeah, and I think that that's a great point to bring up, because the self-love, the only way to improve our level of self-love is to open to a greater level of truth. Because where there's a lack of self-love, it's because there's some lie there somewhere, right? There's something that isn't clear. There's something that we haven't been able to understand and accept. We're rejecting that aspect of ourself. We're rejecting that experience that occurred to us instead of back to the 9-year, harvesting it, synthesizing it, seeing what is that little gem. And maybe it isn't any more than, well, I learned I'd never want to do that again, right? But there's a gift in that.
Well, I agree with you. And I think when you talk about the lack of self-love, which couples with the lack of self-worth, the lack of being deserving, or any of those issues, it all comes down to we bought into something someone said that was negative about us.
And then we started saying it to ourselves.
Right. And now it's time. There is no better time than right now, especially like you said, this 9-year, this transition energy going from July to August, August being the month of self-love. There is no better time than to say what is really important for me to love and know about me. Make that the first priority and then start releasing those things that don't support that. You know, are you still there or did you drop off? You were so silent that I didn't know if you had dropped off. And so I want to remind folks of the Lisa Barnett affirmations very quickly of, you know, I am a worthy, deserving person. I am worthy of happiness. I am worthy of thinking my own thoughts. I am worthy of feeling my own feelings. I am worthy of loving and being loved. I am worthy of being at peace with myself and the world. I am worthy of living my fortune. It's my birthright. I know my value, and I know that I'm worthy. Those are important things to reinforce for ourselves as we go through this month in those moments when we feel put out, put upon, or not able to be our best. It's just to remind ourselves. And what we always say, I start each day with, thank you for everything. I have no complaints whatsoever. And that's the best way. Start with the gratitude and then go to your self-worth throughout the course of the day, every chance you get.
Well, thank you for sharing those because I love those affirmations. I think they're really a powerful thing to start the day with, to end the day with, or if you're struggling in the middle of the day on something, just take a minute. It only takes a couple seconds to recenter, and that alone can help you shift.
So do you have any final thoughts you'd like to share with the listeners as we go to the close of the show?
Well, I just, again, want to encourage everyone to make the most out of this passage, this, you know, next between now and the 31st and into the 1st, and that may all of their dreams that really align with their soul expand infinitely. Let them be limitless. Let them be funded and supported by the divine. So be that.
And so be that. And I want to remind everyone once again that Thursday we'll have Joyce Muse and your lucky stars, and she'll give us the full astrology for the month of August, all the specific days. When you couple that with the tarot and the energy from Kirilani, you've got quite a picture for this month of August coming up. Thank you for listening to Good Vibrations Radio. This show will be replayed 5 to 6 p.m. on Wednesday. We hope you turn the lead in your life into gold. Many blessings. Namaste.
Gotta keep those love good vibrations happening.